Chapter 6. Seek out a positive environment. Growth thrives in conducive surroundings. I believe at some point during every person's lifetime, there comes a need to change environments in order to grow. That may seem obvious in the case of someone who grew up in a terrible situation or suffered abuse. But I also believe it's true even for people who grow up in positive, nurturing environments. If we want to grow to reach our potential, we must be in the right environment. That usually requires us to make changes in our life. Change depends on your choices. You've probably seen the phrase, growth equals change. It's possible to change without growing, but it's impossible to grow without changing. One of the keys to making the right changes that allow us to grow is knowing the difference between a problem or challenge, which you can change, and a fact of life, which you cannot. For example, one day as a teenager, I looked into the mirror and came to a sudden realization. I was not a handsome guy. It was a fact of life. I couldn't change my face. What was I going to do? I made a decision. I would change my attitude about it. I would smile. Did it change my face? No, not really. But it helped me to look better. Like me, you must deal with many facts of life. You cannot change where and when you were born. You cannot change who your parents are. You cannot change your height or your DNA, but you can change your attitude about them. You must do your best to live with them. A problem is different. A problem is something you can do something about. It's something you can grow through. How? Ironically, it begins with a similar first step, a change in attitude. When you change your attitude regarding a problem, you open up many opportunities for growth. When it comes to environment, I believe we need to make the following 6 choices to put ourselves in a better place for growth. 1. Assess your current environment. Change, just for the sake of change, is not going to help you. If you are going to make changes, you must make sure they're the right ones. How do you do that? Start by assessing where you are now and why you want to change. One of the ways to judge whether you're growing and in a conducive growth environment is to discern whether you're looking forward to what you're doing or looking back at what you've done. If the future looks dull, routine, or confining, you may need to start looking to make changes. You may be able to intuitively sense if you are not in the kind of environment that is going to promote your growth. However, if you find it difficult to make that judgment about your situation, then you can approach it from another direction. You can ask yourself questions to help you understand who and what nurtures you personally, and then figure out whether or not you are getting those things. Here are the questions I ask. Are others ahead of me? Am I continually challenged? Is my focus forward? Is the atmosphere affirming? Am I often out of my comfort zone? Do I wake up excited? Am I confident despite the prospect of failure? Are others growing? Is change welcomed? Is growth modeled and expected? The main idea is to know yourself and to assess whether you're getting what you need in your current environment. If you are, celebrate. If you're not, prepare yourself to make some hard choices. 2. Change yourself and your environment. If you know that you need to make a major change to your environment, then there's something you must keep in mind. You must also determine to change yourself at the same time. Here's why. If you try to change yourself but not your environment, growth will be slow and difficult. Change your environment but not yourself, growth will be slow and less difficult. Change your environment and yourself, growth will be faster and more successful. By putting both together at the same time, you increase and accelerate your chances for success. As you consider changing yourself and your environment, think about the elements that the right kind of growth environment provide. The right soil to grow in. What nourishes me? Growth. The right air to breathe in. What keeps me alive? Purpose. The right climate to live in. What sustains me? People. They say that if you put a pumpkin in a jug when it's the size of a walnut, it will grow to the size and shape of the jug and never get bigger. That can happen to a person's thinking. Don't allow that to happen to you.